Across the country, Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders are seeing a dramatic uptick in violence against them, according to law enforcement data. And as they and we continue to process the tragic events in Metro Atlanta last week, WUGA's Isabella Liu spoke to members of the AAPI community in Athens.
Going to the grocery store, getting out of the car, walking downtown, even the simple experiences of living can be a source of worry for Asian American parents and their children. These worries have only increased in the wake of a shooter killing six Asian women in Metro Atlanta last week. Since the pandemic began, racially charged phrases such as Kung Flu and the Chinese virus have helped spark a rise in discrimination across the country against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, also known as AAPI. According to the platform Data USA, 9% of total enrolled students at UGA are Asian. In some parts of UGA, with even smaller populations of Asian Americans, the experience can be
lonely. You know, UGA law doesn't have a lot of Asian students. I mean, we all know each other and we do support each other.
That was Michelle Dudley, a Chinese American third-year law student and member of the Asian Law Students Association. Matthew Key is the president of the UGA Asian American Student Association.
You know, students from UGA come all over Georgia, and, you know, Asian populations and demographics aren't all over Georgia.
Navroz Thurani is a second-year law student and Pakistani-American. In his experience, harassment can take more subtle forms in the classroom.
Sometimes it's not even just like a random stranger. It's that, oh, someone who you happen to be in a class with now feels kind of comfortable enough to be able to make a comment about something.
Being the only Asian American voice in conversations can be uncomfortable and tokenizing. And for Dudley and others, it can sometimes mean watching classmates avoid the topic of race altogether.
I feel like, yeah, we're in law school, so I understand like we're supposed to be talking about the law, but I feel like the law is intersectional and you have to talk about race if you're going to talk about the laws. And I thought about speaking up, but then I don't want to be like that one person who speaks for like all Asians. So I just decided to keep quiet. But now that I think back on it, I should have said something.
For Matthew Key and others, online classes have served as a buffer.
I feel like because we're in such a virtual format this year, our members have been able to avoid most of any confrontational, I guess, occurrences from happening.
For many Asian American students at UGA, they found community in AAPI organizations on campus. Students find friendship, support, and a way to reconnect with their culture in Asian American clubs. Jesse Huang is a Vietnamese American undergraduate student and president of the Vietnamese Student Association.
But surprisingly, as I entered UGA, the support was there just because you can find a community for yourself within like the AAPI community. And then I hopped on into the VSA and I was just like, yeah, this is my people. Like, I get them. They get me. We grew up the same way. Like, we had the same mentality.
And while downtown Athens is a draw for many students, nightlife can be especially hostile.
But I think generally what you see kind of play out is where people are comfortable going to different places. Like for me, there are definitely certain bars that I'm never going to step foot in Athens because I just know that like I'm not accepted there. And like that's not anywhere that I want to even try to go to.
Among his Asian American peers at UGA, Matthew Key has found not only friends, but a way to reconnect with his roots.
Being assimilated into the American culture, our, I guess, normal and national heritage kind of takes a backseat. I know for me in particular, when I was assimilating into American culture, you know, my mother language and all those things kind of fell off the wayside. And college has been a fantastic opportunity, especially with ASA, to come back to terms with that and to reconnect with my cultural identity.
For Athens News Matters, I'm Isabella Liu.